AJ Jones?
Yes, sir.
Welcome to a very special non-episode of Keeping Up with the Joneses.
It is definitely a special non-episode.
I want to make sure that you understand this is just a bonus episode because we are stranded in Utah without, I was going to say without any of our equipment, but we brought some.
You brought some. I can't believe with how we ended up flying out here, you remembered to do this.
It's either a gift or a curse, but yes, I brought stuff. I don't know how well it's going to work.
Well, we'll see, I guess.
Normally, if we were doing an episode, which we're not doing an episode, we would talk about a weekly update.
Yes.
And for those of you who listen to our podcast, you know that last week we were on a high
because we were like, I can't believe it's only been a week.
7 days ago.
7 days ago.
7 days ago, we'd recorded an episode in the morning talking about how isn't God amazing? Isn't God faithful? We've been chosen to adopt a baby. $25,000 have come in for us to pay our adoption fees.
And we had 2 weeks to raise the rest of the money.
2 or 3 weeks to raise the rest of the money.
So great.
And then you heard our news that they told us, no, the baby's going to be here
Monday,
and this was Saturday.
And we need to fly the next day, yeah. And you still remember to bring microphones. This
I still remember to bring microphones and tripod stands and an audio interface and two tripods.
You weirdo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But so what happened after last week's episode is we packed our bags, and thanks to friends and family,
yes,
we left our kids. We drove to the airport.
We did.
And all day Sunday, we flew over to Utah.
Salt Lake City.
The other side of America. It took us pretty much all day.
Yep.
We landed here.
Yep.
We dropped our bags at this Airbnb, and we drove straight to a restaurant to meet our birth mom.
Yes.
Why don't you describe that experience?
Well, it's interesting because it's hard not to be nervous and not to know. Like, I didn't know what to expect. And here you are meeting this woman who, you know, is going to give you her baby, you hope.
And she's wild.
And knowing, like, we'd heard stories of, you know, ones that had failed and stuff like that. So just, you know, there's a lot of nerves.
And it's also weird because we know very little about her.
Yes.
She knows very little about us.
Right. And you're supposed to kind of know very little.
And then there's that weird of like, I don't know where the line is between what's inappropriate to ask about and what's appropriate to ask about, which obviously is an environment I thrive in.
Yeah, sure. And you're having dinner with two social workers that are like one that's assigned for us and one that's assigned for her. Yeah, it was just the strangest dinner. And to start with, I mean, she sat down and just started talking a mile a minute, but she said, I was super nervous. I've been so nervous to meet you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, we can understand that.
But she was very sweet.
Very sweet.
Very kind.
Yes.
And very supportive and encouraging of our decision. Like, and the more we got to know her, the more we got to hear her side of the journey in picking our family.
Yeah.
But it was a quick dinner.
It was very quick. And then she was...
See you there.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
And it's important that when we tell the story of this week, we didn't know anything that was going to happen this week. So there's a danger that as we tell the story, it sounds like that this was all planned. No, this was us flying by the seat of our pants. Like, we learned that night that we would be at the hospital the following morning at 6 a.m. for the delivery of our baby.
Yeah, we didn't even know that. Like, at the end of dinner, we were like, so what does tomorrow look like? They're
do
like,
we show up?
Right. Do we? And they were like, yep, be there at 6. She's having it at 6. We were like, okay. We knew we wouldn't be in the operating room because she can only have one person. And so her social, like her worker from the agency is like her closest person here. And so she was going to be in there. But we knew, hey, as soon as she's back in the room, we'll be able to go in. And so we just went to the hospital for 6.
Which is our second night of really very little sleep, because the first night we maybe got 3 hours of sleep.
Yeah, 3 hours.
And then that night we were probably so excited. We get up early, I keep calling hospitals hotels. To the hospital about 5:30, 5:45. Meet our social worker at 6.
Which was tragic.
And by 6:58, this one is born. Do you want to show her off to the camera?
No, she's sleeping. I'll show her off at the end. Okay. Look at her. She's so adorable.
She's very, very adorable. Oh. But you're jumping ahead. 6:58, she's born. 5 pounds, 3 ounces. 17 inches long.
She's just little, tiny little thing.
She is heavier than my MacBook Pro.
She's heavier or lighter?
There's not much in it. It's about the same. She's actually smaller than my MacBook Pro. But she was born 6:58. And then they call you into the room.
Yep.
And that's also
Yeah, it was weird. Strange. Like, we came in and our birth mom had her, and basically as soon as we walked in, she was like, come and take her. Like, come and, you know, cuddle her and whatever. And yeah, our birth mom was really kind. She let us have lots of cuddles and she took lots of pictures of us.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing that I was wondering about is having three biological children. How am I going to bond to this baby? Am I going to bond to this baby? Will I feel the same sense of love for this baby as I have my other ones?
Yeah.
And it's remarkable because it's a light, it's like a light switch that just gets flipped. It's
instantaneous.
Pick up my baby and I am in love with this little sausage. And so I'm holding her. She's a couple of hours, not even hours old. I'm holding her.
Yeah.
And I'm praying in tongues over her.
And you just and I'm start crying bawling. Over her
in the middle of the room. I don't know what our social workers are thinking. I don't know what our birth mom is thinking. But she radiates peace. And I'm trying to work out if it's because she radiates peace or because it's our fourth and so we're less stressed. What do you think?
I don't know. She is really peaceful, which is kind of surprising, mm-hmm. you know, considering the circumstances. But she is very peaceful. I know. I realize I'm rocking through this entire video.
It's just amazing.
Little sweet thing. Yeah, she's super peaceful. But also, yeah, I think having had three preemies, you know, it's not intimidating that she's 5 pounds, like that she's really teeny.
Oh, she's tiny. You know,
she's really teeny. Yeah. I was super thankful for that because I realized like, oh God, like, you know, so many times in life you realize God uses seasons of your life that you learned hard things. And then later you're like, oh, I'm so glad I went through that because now it's applicable and I have peace. And that's what this feels like. It's like, okay, yeah, she's really tiny and she's 2 weeks preemie and we're okay.
We know what to do.
Yeah, we know what to do. And then the rest of the week for us just looked like we actually got to stay at the hospital. So this hospital was amazing. And we had our own hospital room with a fancy couch. So there was two beds that we got to set up in so that we could stay with little Nugget. Because the policy is that the babies don't go home until the mom has gone home. So our birth mom needed some extra time. And so we spent the next five days in the hospital. And the hospital staff were amazing.
They were wonderful.
I mean, it's not probably a great way of saying it, but there wasn't a single dud, you know, like it was like every nurse, every person that we talked to was like, you felt like they were there to help you. They were happy that you were there. You know, they were happy to help you with anything. Mm-hmm. So it was really, really great.
Yeah. Our birth mom had her own room. And then across the hall, we had our own room. And then little baby Sophia Joy, Karis Jones, would stay with us. She, you know, the birth mom was so gracious and kind once we'd signed the papers. She was like, that is your child. And we would go in for daily visits with our birth mom.
Yeah, we'd bring her in a couple times a day to visit and have a cuddle and whatnot. But
for
she
the rest
was
of the time,
us.
She's with us. Yeah. And the nursing staff were so sweet. They would say, hey, take advantage of all the help while you can.
Yeah.
And so she's on a 3-hour, you know, sleeping, feeding schedule. So every 3 hours we'd feed her. And then overnight the nursery staff would take her so we could get sleep.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't get much sleep. I'm so bad at sleeping if there's weird lights, weird sounds, weird anything.
Which in a hospital, there's lots of those. I've decided I want a hospital bed at home.
I know, you weirdo.
That whole thing where it tips you up, I'm like, I'm all about that lifestyle.
You're hysterical. I spent too much time in a hospital bed as a child to want one at home. So yeah.
I can see why that might have different memories for you. So we stayed at a hospital all week, which I really enjoyed. Partly because I like pretending I'm a doctor.
And there was a Starbucks across the street.
And there was a Starbucks
literally
right there.
Across the street. So it was like brilliant. Mm-hmm.
And we're in Utah. So we'd often leave the baby with the nurse staff and we'd go out and we'd maybe go get lunch or we'd go shopping.
We had to fly in here and then go get things because we hadn't had the shower yet.
Yep.
And so there's a whole bunch of stuff sitting at our house, I think, that we didn't have with us. And all of a sudden we were like,
Well, and also, like, we didn't have much time, heads up, to pack. So we packed a bunch of dirty laundry.
Yeah.
So I had to come home and do laundry, home being where we are right now in our Airbnb. But they discharged us over the weekend. And now we're here. We cannot travel back to Tennessee until we get the courts approve our adoption.
Yeah.
So we're waiting. We filed paperwork a couple of days ago. And Tennessee reciprocates. Once we get notification of that, we can hop on a plane and fly home, which is good because we desperately miss our children.
Yeah, I can't wait to see our kids.
And amongst all our joy and celebration on this side of the country, we were hugely saddened to hear of a tragedy that happened in our hometown.
Yeah.
On the same day that Sophia Joy was born, a couple hours after she was born, somebody entered a preschool very near us and shot and killed six people. And there's no getting away from that. That's a horrible, senseless tragedy. And unfortunately, it's I hate having to say this, unfortunately, it's not an uncommon experience in America.
Right. So very sad. We know lots of people who...
Well, that's what's hard. It's in your city.
Yeah.
We're on the other side of the world. And while we don't know anybody directly involved, we know lots of people who know people who are directly involved. So we have a whole community of people that we love deeply and want to be with and comfort and help. And they're aching. And we're on the other side of the country. And so that's been hard. I think part of our hearts are longing to get home and be with our community in grief and solidarity and help as much as we can. But we're over here praying. So that was hard to be over here and hear that.
Really, I didn't hear until the evening.
No, we were so caught up.
Because we were just lost in baby land. We weren't I wasn't on Instagram or anything else. So I had no idea what had happened. And we heard from somebody in Australia who texted us and said, "Hey, are you guys okay?" And we were like, "What now?" Yeah, the day for us was about celebrating the birth of Sophia Joy. And so it's really sad that it's, a day of a huge tragedy.
Huge tragedy and huge loss. We want to thank so many of you who have reached out to us this week in joy, in celebration, in all the congratulatory texts and emails and social media comments. It has made us being away feel a little bit closer. So thank you for that. Thank you also for all of your generous support. We are astonished at the outpouring of financial generosity. We started 2 weeks ago needing $25,000. That came in, more than that came in. And then we thought, well, we've got 2 or 3 weeks to raise the next lot. And we found out we had a day. We were left with a $13,500 medical bill. And we had 5 days to raise that money. And again, thank you for your generosity. $10,000 came in 5 days. And so we just want to thank everybody who gave, everybody who's been praying for us, everybody who's supported us on this journey.
Yeah, and if you'd like to help us with our final bills, you can do that by just going to our website, alanaj.com/adopt. We still have some things to cover, but we're so, so thankful.
Yes, thank you.
For your generosity, for, just all the posts and, the way that you've reached out and supported us this week. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Now, baby, I think the people have been happy to hear from us, but I think what they really want is they want to be able to see little Sophia Joy.
I know, but she's sound asleep and she's on a schedule and she's supposed to be asleep for another 23 minutes. Can we not just...
We will post pictures.
We'll attach pictures or like a little video at the end so you can see her when she's awake.
There you go. That's our compromise.
There you go.
Thank you for tuning in for our Not A Real episode. We don't know when we're going to return to regular programming. We actually don't know how long we're going to be in Utah for.
Yeah, we've have no
completely
idea
forgot
yet.
To talk about how beautiful Utah is.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Everywhere we drive, it's like you turn a corner and there's these massive mountains everywhere. So like gas stations look pretty because there's these mountains behind them. So
Walmart looks pretty. You come out of Walmart or Target and you're like, this might be the most beautiful car park I've ever seen.
We keep driving and going.
It's like all we'll these turn mountains. A corner and go, these snow-capped majestic mountains everywhere you look.
We're surrounded. Absolutely surrounded.
And we're actually, the weather forecast is that we're headed for a winter advisory. They've had 70 feet of snow in this season.
And they said that it's the highest since like 1984.
And they're calling for 2 days of snow tomorrow. So hopefully we're not snowed in.
Yeah, I want to be able to leave when we can leave.
Yeah, hopefully we get our permission to fly really quickly.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can return to normal life. But again, thank you for being with us. We hope that your week is going to be amazing. We really appreciate your encouragement and support, and we just wanted to pop in and say hello.
Thank you so much.
Bye.